The Red Cross is trying to meet President Bush's goal of moving hurricane evacuees out of emergency shelters by the middle of this month. Today, one shelter in Louisiana is closing. Some people are moving into trailer homes or other housing. But as NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, others don't know where they're going.
Merlin Encalade was among the final survivors to sleep on a cot at the Red Cross shelter at Baton Rouge's River Center. He's been shuttled from one shelter to the next since being flooded out of New Orleans.
I come from Arkansas first, then to Houston, then down here. They're playing chess with me. I'm checkmate now.
Checkmate because Baton Rouge officials say they need their convention center back. They've already lost $100,000 in revenues. Red Cross spokesperson Elisa Feldman.
They want to have it back and have their concerts and the ballet back here. It supports Red Cross's mission to move our residents into the next transition of recovery, getting them to longer-term housing and more stability.
The question is, where do the evacuees go now?
I'm going to South Carolina by my daughter. I'm not going to another shelter. I am not. No more shelters.
Glenda DeLay, her 16-year-old son and four nieces evacuated their home in New Orleans to face the chaotic Superdome, then shelters in Tennessee, and now this one. She says earlier this week a promised apartment fell through, so they're hoping to move in with her daughter.
I mean, a lot of churches have gotten together up there in South Carolina, and they're adopting families, and they're helping you find houses, and they're furnishing the houses and everything.
FEMA has pledged to pay rent for storm victims for up to 18 months. The agency has placed more than 600,000 evacuees in hotel rooms or cruise ships. And these past few days, some are moving into a new vacation trailer park in Baker, 10 miles north of Baton Rouge.
Our main challenge right now is finding places to put them. You can't plug a trailer in a tree and call it home.
FEMA spokesman Mike McCormick says it's taken until now to work through the logistics.
We need an appropriate site, not in a floodplain, someplace that is in conformity with local regulations.
At the River Center shelter, 45-year-old Cheryl Ann Anderson was anxious to move into the FEMA trailer park, though she hadn't heard any specifics.
Not sure where I'm going, but it'll be better than where I've been. We were in from Katrina. God called in Rita, so, and we stay here. This was just our place to rest.
David Martin, Ruth Lanier, Cheryl Anderson.
That's my trailer. Oh, baby, I got my trailer.
Most of those who remained at the shelters are some of the most vulnerable, elderly people, mentally ill, disabled. Dolores Vicknair uses a wheelchair and is left caring for her husband, who is disabled too. One of her sons is schizophrenic. The other has a brain tumor.
They're not even talking about putting us back in our area. That's where all our doctors is at and everything. They just want to ship you here and there and everywhere and forget about you. I would be forced into putting all my stuff in my pickup truck and going back to La Place anyway, whether we got a place to live or not.
Where will you sleep?
My son's got a little bit of money. He said, Mama, there's only one thing for us to do is go to Walmart and buy us a tent and set it up in my yard.
Other hurricane survivors hope to return to homes in New Orleans, though some areas are still uninhabitable and could take months or years to rebuild. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, New Orleans.